This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com.
Please have your attention, and I need all of you to stop what you're doing and listen.
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
Robert Scott Bell Show.
Fake news played a role in this election.
Phony stories and fake news.
There is no such thing as fake news. Do you know who determines what fake news is? You and me.
Robert Scott Bell.
It's not going to be a President Donald Trump.
60% of Republicans aren't going to vote for Donald Trump.
CNN projects Donald Trump wins the presidency.
Robert Scott Bell.
The National Institute of Health now calling the Zika virus a pandemic.
How dare you fill my head with such loathsome propaganda?
Taking on bureaucrats and corporations that would stand in the way of health freedom and making sense out of medical propaganda. The voice of health, freedom, and liberty, Robert Scott Bell.
All right, Super D, you know what I want to start with tonight? I know we've got this big, exhaustive expose on the exoneration of Andrew Wakefield, which, you know, listen, for me, that we've already covered it. But at the same time, you threw out an article at me. It's just phenomenal. It's, I mean, I got it this morning. I'm only 25% of the way through because it's like 10 million words long.
Right.
Absolutely incredible. But before we get into the minutiae, which is important ultimately, if you want to validate and exonerate and even praise, as he is praiseworthy, Dr. Andrew Wakefield, I just want to take it into the broader context of what's happening out there. It's post-Halloween. Welcome to November if you're just joining us. Robert Scott Bell Show on for the next 2 hours here on GCN, iTunes, Stitcher, TuneIn, UK Health Radio, and SoundCloud, as well as GCN after the fact, with their archives. And now on YouTube, if y'all are following it, go to robertscottbell.com. You can see me. I got my camouflage USA Today. No, it's not today. It's just a USA shirt today that I'm wearing, that I've worn once before because I've exhausted the T-shirt. So keep sending them, folks. By the way, Sally El Cordy says she's sending me one that says, like, ban vaccines.
Yeah.
Would you wear it? I said, hell yeah, I'm going to wear it.
Of course you would, yes.
And the more you read about vaccines, the more you do want them banned. And, again, I'm a guy that's not into banning things, because I just don't like to use force against anybody that wants to do something, unless, of course, it's, you know, to harm me or someone, you know, I love and care about. But when you get into the minutiae of vaccines, much less the gross, broader aspects of it, you go, you know, there's no place until they actually conduct genuine safety or efficacy studies. How could this be on the market at all? Isn't the FDA supposed to protect us from stuff like that? But we're in a transformational time. We have been for a long time. We're on the cusp of whatever, things that have been going on. Now, the fact that I've been in broadcast media since 1999, my first foray in radio, 1994, that kind of planted the seed for me to say, you know, one day I'm going to be talking to people all over the world about the stuff that I'm learning and that I've learned. And yes, a lot of people are going to cuss at me and spit at me and throw things at me, call me names, but it's okay. I know from what... Well, from where I've been to where I am, and I know my journey, and I know of what I speak. So I'm not worried about it. But at the same time, I look at all the people that have been trashed over the years, and of course, Wakefield is someone that they took to a whole other level. As I said, his name has become a verb, to be Wakefielded. All you have to do is tell a doctor who's about to go out and speak truthfully and honestly about vaccines. If you do, you will be Wakefielded. Then most of them will quietly run off into their turtle shell and hide behind their degree and their license because they fear for it. It'll be taken away. Now I'm telling you, doctors, once it's removed from you, the shackles are off. You're no longer enslaved. But then you don't have your privileges, right? All that stuff you work so hard to go into debt to get, to be able to engage in a privileged activity, of which healing is not. I speak of healing now, not treatment of disease, but healing. It is not to be licensed. It is not to be restricted. It is not to be, let's say, in any way corrupted by a third party, how would we say, violation of a sacred doctor-patient relationship. And when I speak of the term doctor here, I don't speak of necessarily medical deities, MD degrees, or anything like that. I speak about healers. Healers that are willing to teach you how to heal yourself, because that is the true origin of the word doctor. It's a teacher. We are now living in, as the Chinese proverb said, interesting times. Ever since I've been on radio and before it, you know, there have been people that have preceded me with much more intelligence, much more insight, and they're heroes of mine, and I did my level best and do my level best to communicate what I have learned from them and to hopefully spotlight and highlight people that are continuing in the tradition to shine a light of truth when there is dishonesty, when there is corruption, when there is suppression of that truth or these facts that would lead to empowerment, right? The reminder that I give you, the power to heal is yours. And if there's a mission, it is that, to bring that power or the awareness of that power. And I hesitate to use just the awareness of that power, because it's, what good is it to be aware of the power you have if you don't use it? But then people will say, well, if you use the power, you'll abuse it. Don't use it. And I've been guilty of thinking that way too. Because I'm certain that I have in this lifetime abused my power in very small ways relative to the way we're learning about abuse of power at the level of government, pharmaceutical industry, and Hollywood, the grotesque abuse of power leading into overt abuse, whether it be physical, emotional, sexual, all of that. And this is now coming out, not like it's new, but what is new is that those that control the narrative to prevent this from spreading like a wildfire. When the CIA does it, they call it a limited hangout. They'll admit to something to distract you from what really is a much bigger deal. Or there's a sacrificial lamb, so to speak. There's someone who is allowed to burn an effigy. You know, we will let that one guy be sacrificed, because in the big scheme of things, if we do that, we say we got the bad guy, then people will be distracted. They're never going to pay attention to all the other stuff going on. But what's happening, and Super Don, you mentioned this earlier when we were talking before the show about the hashtag MeToo campaign. And it was about women who have been abused in some way by people in power, particularly in Hollywood, but it expanded into anything and everything. And then now we're finding out young boys in the Hollywood system that are also being abused. And so it's expanded. And so where they used to control the narrative and limit the damage, they no longer have the capacity to do that. I'm not going to say they don't have the capacity to attempt to limit the damage, but to actually limit it. People are now getting to the point of grand disillusionment. We've talked about this disillusionment on the Robert Scott Bell Show for many years of modern medicine. We acknowledge what it's good at, but everything else, we'll call it out. If it sucks aspirin, we're going to tell you. I don't think I've been anything but, well, shirking a responsibility. Certainly not, because I believe it is right to do that. Now, some people might say, well, it's not necessary, is it? Well, I guess you can define necessary in a different way. But I find that limiting or eliminating causes of disease or injury, damage, and death, I find that to be a necessary thing in my life, part of my mission. I'm not saying I can prevent everything or prevent all ailments or illnesses or even deaths. That's not what I'm not deluded with grandeur in that sense. But I realize what I've learned has impacted so much on me that it is impacting, and it can impact on you, and you can learn from it as I have learned from it, from others who have come before me, who have taught me. It is not necessary to go through all of the travails, and it's not necessary for everybody to have cancer to learn what it's like to have cancer necessarily, or how to prevent it. As I made that decision years ago, seeing my elders die of cancer or the treatment of cancer, and saying, you know, I don't want to be like that. I don't want to go through that. And so I made decisions that were different from everybody else, because I perceived in my value system that it was more important to live differently now, so I didn't live as my elders do or did then, and how many people do in terms of the 1 in 2 cancer, one in three women, but it's climbing up to the 1 in 2 level. So I want to tie this back in, and Super Don's going, scratching his head going, when are you going to get to this AHRP article about Wakefield? I'm going to try and weave it in real quickly now. There's no way I could do it justice, because it is hours to read through this thing. But what it does is it provides the detailed minutiae of what exactly happened to Wakefield and how it happened. What was the study that he was part of not the lead researcher, John Walker Smith was. And how is it that John Walker Smith, the lead researcher in the study that Wakefield was Wakefielded for, right? The attack on him because supposedly he claimed that the MMR shot unequivocally caused autism, which he never said. And you begin to see the machinations at work behind the scenes. And this, the author of this, stunning the detail to which they went. Right through the timeline, every little bit. The corruption, the payoffs, the conflicts of interest, all the way up to the highest levels of the medical journal world. Designed to destroy one thing. The communication that Wakefield didn't necessarily start, observed and reported on, that was going to inevitably lead to where we are today, where we've been for a while, where the rest of the world will eventually catch up. That vaccines, by and large, are disastrous. The concept, the thought, maybe you could argue not so bad. Let's see, can we prevent disease by sensitizing the immune system? Can we make it less intense, less likely to kill you? There's nothing wrong with those thought forms. But the execution of the technique via vaccination, so horrific, so horrid, so patently unscientific, that you can only lead to a conclusion that says we are designing this approach to harm the most amount of people in a subtle enough way that we can have plausible deniability so that the people will continue thinking it's the life-saving mechanism without which all life will perish. At the same time, we're going to stimulate into effect chronic diseases that maybe have never before been in existence, or if they have, they were very rare. And then we hear about autism. The short version is, Wakefield didn't say the MMR caused autism. He observed a novel form of iatrogenic enterocolitis post-MMR vaccine. He found the strain of the measles virus that was in the vaccine present in the inflammatory bowels of these children who were tested, who also happened to have been diagnosed within the autism spectrum, which was supposed to lead to more research to find out what's going on here. Can we prevent this from happening? And Wakefield said, just split the MMR up. He didn't even speak out against vaccines at the time. Now, of course, he would, based on what he's found out since then. So what I'm saying here, as it relates to the entire disillusionment that's going on the planet right now, is that we are in a transformational time where the veils of illusion are being lifted, and your eyes are going to be able to focus on things that you maybe didn't even want to see. But there's no way you can't see it unless you fall under the FDA spell and you continue to take drugs prescribed by your licensed medical doctors or DOs, whoever is willing and able to prescribe for you these drugs that they market into an artificial state of demand. Please, doctor, did you see that commercial? Do you think I could use that drug? Give me some psychiatric ones too, because I don't want to know about all the horrific things going on behind the scenes. I do.
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
In all my years of radio, I've never seen anything like this.
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
Hello, Ty Bollinger here from the hit documentary miniseries, The Truth About Cancer, with an important question. Can the three wise men's gifts to Jesus help heal and protect your health and help you look and feel younger and live longer? The answer is a big, surprising yes. In the new report called How the Gifts of the Magi Can Help Your Health, you'll discover exactly why. Go to rsbreports.com right now to get this life-changing report for free. That's rsbreports.com. You see, two of the Magi's gifts, frankincense and myrrh, were highly prized in biblical times for their health and healing benefits. Science today confirms they are ultra-powerful tools to support your health, anti-aging, and longevity. Meanwhile, you'll be surprised to learn a third spice, often referred to as gold in biblical times, may be nature's most potent tool to protect your immunity. Yes, the Magi were indeed wise men for giving Jesus their powerful gifts of health, and you'll discover how much they'll help you, too. Go to RSB Reports right now to get this important report absolutely free. That's rsbreports.com.
Maybe not today, maybe not tomorrow, but soon you'll need a plan and place to survive. Forget bunkers. You're not a live underground gopher. You need survivalist camps, the ultimate fully functional off-the-grid mobile survival bug out house that's well equipped and custom built to outlast any other RV or trailer. Bold statement, you bet. See them now at survivalistcamps.com. That's survivalistcamps.com. Trust your family's survival to survivalistcamps.com.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and slingbows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug-out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
The answer to being in control of your own healthcare is freedom from insurance. Become part of a group of self-pay patients that come together to share in each other's medical expenses. Individual share amounts begin at $107 a month and $347 for families. Choose from three health sharing programs. Holistic treatments may be eligible for sharing. See guidelines. Discount programs available for dental, vision, and pharmacy. Go to libertyoncall.org. That's libertyoncall.org.
Heart disease is on the rise. Clogged arteries, high blood pressure, and high cholesterol levels may not be fully detected by you, but the symptoms are there. Loss of energy, blood sugar spikes and drops, poor circulation, and irregular heartbeat are just a few of these that can alert you that something is wrong. Hear how Heart and Body Extract is making a difference in thousands of people's lives across America.
My blood pressure has normalized. My diabetes has totally improved.
Everyone is telling me now how much healthier I look, and I'm telling everyone how much healthier I feel. I recommend Heart and Body Extract to everyone.
Anybody over 40 in the North American continent should be using this product as a preventative to keep their cardiovascular system healthy.
Order your two-month supply today by calling 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. Or order online, hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract, 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com.
Water is the single most important thing your body needs, so you want to be sure it's the best for you and your family. Since 2005, thousands have depended on Berkey Purified Water. The Berkey Guy provides the lowest price filtration systems in every size. For incredibly delicious water now and in an emergency, get to GoBerkey.com or call 877-886-3653. 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com.
Robert Scott Bell Show.
All right, cranking it up for health, freedom, and healing liberty, rocking the health world, and we've got more stunning revelations within the medical realm. And I love covering these science stories that you find super deep. Sometimes they're moments of dust. Sometimes they're like, really, who had to do that? Other times they do kind of move the discussion a little bit deeper, a little bit more forward. The latest on antibiotics, and this is at Natural News. If you go to robertscottbell.com, you'll see the article linked up there. It says, antibiotics found to leave bacterial toxins in your gut, which explains why you need probiotics after antibiotics. And the headline's only half right. It's like, it sort of does explain it, but it really doesn't. Not directly, because if you have bacterial toxins in your gut, which is what happens when, what happened? You kill the bacteria, what's left over? A debris field, which includes what? Dead bodies that are going to decay. What does that decay manifest as? Toxic poisons. Sometimes even more bacteria of an imbalanced variety to kind of try to move that entire terrain back to health. But oftentimes we don't have that capacity. We don't know what's going on because, like me, growing up on antibiotics, the doctors never even said take a probiotic. And so this imbalance happens, and like yeast overgrows to engulf certain things. Like we've talked about the toxins, the heavy metals, the mercury. There's an adaptation for survival within the microbiome. And the mercury could kill you. So the yeast grows and engulfs it. So is this a reason after antibiotics to take probiotics? Well, sure, it's one of the reasons. But this is one of the key reasons why your liver, your kidneys, your colon have to be working. Your lymphatic system has to be moving. You have to have adequate selenium levels in your body to neutralize these toxic burdens that are bad enough when they're metabolic waste and we sort of know what to do. But when you're talking about this massive explosion of toxins, intestinally or otherwise, and especially intestinally because of the permeability that has expanded due to the what? Napalm-like effect of antibiotics. So the debris, the dead bodies that are decaying and spewing off gases and toxins now have free rein and access into what? Your blood. Because the antibiotics didn't just kill bacteria, but like napalm, goes down and destroys the forest. Talk about the villi. Wipes them out, creates inflammation of cells, separation of cells occurs, and then free access to undigested proteins, macromolecules, bacteria, viruses, fungal species, anything there now can get into areas of the body that could never get to before because your earth suit has been punctured from within by modern medicine. Long-term, slow death by iatrogenicide. Then the road to, what, colostomy bags. Add in more antibiotics and then prednisone until they kill you. Or stop that and then resection your gut. So, Super D, I know this intrigued you in terms of another understanding or a deeper understanding or broader understanding of why probiotics and what's going on when we do antibiotics. Is there something I'm missing here?
No, I like I said, I think we've got a theme going on today.
What's the theme?
Well, it's almost like it's reminiscent of like a freshman Friday where it's like, I know that you said this, but why or how?
Yeah.
And that's what I thought was interesting in this article because, you know, you have talked about and you've lectured about how when you take the antibiotics, it just wipes out the rainforest and you can't put the animals back in. It's like, okay, that makes sense. And it really brings it down to a level where it's kind of like, okay, I get it, but it still leaves some questions there, right?
Sure.
You know, it's like, how does it wipe out the rainforest? Mm-hmm. Not that it's necessary in a practical way that you just have to do what you need to do to fix it, but inquiring minds want to know. How's that?
Sure. Well, and when you have what they call pathogenic bacteria taking advantage of the upset terrain, the rainforest turned into a desert, again, in their metabolic functions, are not going to be so homeostatic, right? Homeostasis. The thing is, they're not going to be supporting necessarily your life. That's where we get not only infectious disease, but chronic disease. So we now have an imbalance. The wrong things are growing to excess because of the antibiotics upsetting the biodiversity, which, by the way, the silver does not upset the biodiversity at all. And then you should expect anything and everything to happen, including down the road, chronic diseases, including cancer. So these toxins are very real. And, of course, as medicine is now talking about toxins, they can't be calling me crazy homeopath because I've been talking about toxins since I learned about this 28 years ago. And that's why we enhance the detoxification pathways with all things at our disposal, including the coffee enemas, which you and Chris Barr are happy about because you don't have to use because you use the can just enough.
That's right.
But I'm about giving you all the information and letting you decide how you want to go about it. And we've got some more questions. I don't know if it's related to this. Ooh, yeah, have you been hearing about the plague? I got a question coming in about the plague. You want me to answer it?
The revolution will be broadcast.
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
Long-time listeners to the Robert Scott Bell Show know how important it is to detoxify their bodies, much less prevent the toxins from getting in the first place. One of my favorite ways to do it is through drinking Echo Water, the molecular hydrogen we get. Go to robertswater.com. Paul Baratero from Synergy Sciences back with us with an update.
Absolutely. We definitely have amazing filtration, removing all the chlorine, chloramines, pesticides, pharmaceuticals, VOCs, all the types of things you should be concerned about being in your drinking water. We can even get rid of fluoride. We have a separate filter that removes fluoride so that you don't have to worry about that in your water. So remove those before they get in your body so you don't have to worry about getting rid of them once they're in your body.
And in addition, the advancements with the Echo 9 Ultra H2 available to you, as well as the economical unit pH neutral NHM 130 available. And now whole house water filtration available through Synergy Science. Check it out, synergyscience.com, 800-337-7017. Special deals for Robert Scott Bell Show listeners.
If you're an unincorporated business owner, it's too late for you. That is, if you've already been sued and lost your home, your car, and your personal life savings. But if you haven't been sued yet, there is still time to incorporate and protect your personal assets. And the first step is just a phone call away. Because Incorporate.com is now giving away a free incorporation toolkit to all business owners, including exclusive information on how to start and grow your business. For your free incorporation toolkit, call now 1-800-936-9256. Incorporation is the shield that protects your personal assets. Without it, you could lose everything. That's why at Incorporate.com, they just make incorporating or forming an LLC quick and easy. They don't provide legal or financial advice. If someone sues tomorrow, will you lose everything? Don't wait until it's too late. Call now for your free incorporation toolkit. Hurry, they're still giving them away for free at 1-800-936-9256. Call 1-800-936-9256. That's 1-800-936-9256.
Are you happy washing your hands with harsh chemicals? Are you happy doing laundry with detergents? Are you happy paying high prices? Find your happiness with Pure Soap. These all-natural, earth-friendly Pure Soaps are the very best you've ever used. Buy in bulk. Get a 12, 36, or 48-month supply. Or get items individually and still save big. You're getting soap products twice as good as what you're using now. Earth-friendly and natural soaps. Your family deserves the best. Happiness is 5starsoap.com. Why not put your money up the drain for a change? See them at 5starsoap.com or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog. Cal Bend Soap Company can save you thousands of dollars and give you good old-fashioned real soaps that are triple concentrated. Soaps made from vegetable and coconut oils. See their full selection of soaps at 5starsoap.com. That's FiveStarsoap.com. Or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog.
Have you checked your ECS lately? We have. We are New Pharma, scientists who specialize in human functions controlled by the endocannabinoid system, or ECS. Let me simplify. Your ECS is involved in physiological processes like appetite, pain sensation, mood, memory, and immune systems. New Pharma's patent-pending science is the big difference in our natural solutions, formulated for your well-being. For example, our foundation product provides targeted nutrition to support a healthy endocannabinoid system, which is directly responsible for managing and controlling inflammation. This product contains turmeric, which is known as one of the best anti-inflammatories on the planet. Our allergies product contains sage, which is a very effective decongestant. See all of our amazing capsules, essential oils, and ECS herbal teas at GNUPHARMA.com. New Pharma, your path to wellness begins here.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
Taking on bureaucrats and corporations that would stand in the way of health freedom. Here's Robert.
One of my favorite rejoiners. We used to play this at the bottom of every hour, Super Don. This is Kansas, right? Was this our rejoiner?
That was the bottom of the hour rejoiner on every hour, I believe.
When we started, you mixed it up, obviously. I didn't want to be stale, but I love Kansas. And I love Styx, too. Back in the day, remember the Grand Illusion?
course. Yeah.
I mean, that was a prophetic song, but I would rename it the Grand Delusion, because what's happening is, again, the awakening to see the Grand Delusion all around us. And these institutions of higher learning, these institutions in you know, higher media, if you want to call it that. I don't know if higher is the right way. But there's so much happening today. And a lot of people don't want to see it, but more people than ever, simultaneous to what I just said, do want to see it. I think that's evident by the fact that it's coming out. You know, people suffer enough and they say, you know what, I've had it, I'm done. This is like what I said when I was younger. I'm sick and tired of being sick and tired. And these women and now these men coming out and saying, you know what, I'm sick and tired of having to carry this burden that I was abused and it was somehow my fault, right? That idea of victimization. The victims are afraid to speak because of the people in power have the ability to destroy the dreams of those, for instance, who went to Hollywood to have a career in movies or whatever it was. And these are the dream killers, but they're also the quote-unquote dream makers. And the idea is that illusion or delusion is that you have to compromise your principles in order to be successful. Now, I recognize that people have to alter perhaps their definition of what success is. Because I'm going to say a lot of people, it's fame and fortune, right? And I've turned down a lot of fortune because I wasn't interested in compromising my principles. There are people that every day they compromise their principles for fortune, and they might even get fame too. I don't really care about that, except that it furthers the empowerment message. Then I'm cool with it, right? I like the spotlight being placed on those who are heroes to me. And I acknowledge it and recognize in my chosen profession that you're going to get, people are going to know you a little bit. That's okay. It's part of it. But the idea was, for me, what excites me still to this day is to see the light come back into the eyes and the being of those who have been, the individuals who have suffered, like I did, or worse. And so that's the exciting part of this to me, still is to this day. And so as we go to the Doctors Who Rock big conference at ACIM this week, I'm certainly grateful to be acknowledged, but honestly, it is not important. What is important is that we can continue this message and putting that word out. So that's why I say, I ask you, just tell your friends. This is the place they're going to learn some things they probably won't learn in this way anywhere else. And maybe we can make you laugh occasionally when I'm not so verbose and long-winded. What do you think, Super D?
It's definitely possible, yes.
It's possible.
Yes.
It's possible. It's possible to provide some answers or ask some questions.
Excuse me. I'd like to ask you a few questions.
All right, let's start with our first question of the day. Might be the only one, for all I know, unless others come through YouTube, those of you watching. From Shane. How's it going, Shane? Hi there. Hi there. It's Shane. Hope you are all doing great. I think we are. I'm feeling good. I have some questions here. I was wondering if you heard about the latest outbreaks of bubonic plague in Madagascar this year. You know, Super Don, have we been remiss? Because we really haven't talked about that yet.
I've seen it, but you're right. We haven't talked about it.
Yeah, we can't get everywhere. We had Halloween to get through, right? And that was the big scary. But yeah, this is the big scary out of Madagascar. If this was to become the new pandemic, because CNN is saying it's the pneumonic plague, would silver be the answer here? Well, that's an interesting question there, Shane. Bubonic plague, pneumonic plague. These are various forms of plague. And the actual Latin name, genus species, Yersinia pestis. I don't know, years ago, remember after 9/11, I had access to all of these remedies that would address any potential biological chemical warfare stuff, right, in homeopathic form. And I thought, wouldn't it be a good thing to reduce the fear in people to say, hey, there's something that you can do that may minimize the damage, might help you get through it, should there be? Because nobody knew at that point after 9/11. Is somebody going to spread the plague? They were sending powdered things of anthrax. Remember that was the fear? And, of course, anthraxenum is a known homeopathic remedy. But in the pneumonic plague, that's the really scary one, because that's the one that's more deadly than bubonic. You know, they acknowledge bubonic can be knocked out with antibiotics. For how long, I don't know, if it really makes a comeback, because it becomes resistant just like any bacteria. But if it goes pneumonic, it goes pulmonary. The lungs. Okay? Same Yersinia pestis. Why does it do that? Well, Super Don, I'm going to give you the pop quiz ability to answer this question. What do I talk about when people seemingly successfully overcome a cold or a flu, but then end up with a lingering cough, and then and mucus and water begins to dump in. Why does that happen? Is it because there's a
give
really
me multiple
evil...
choice. Multiple choice.
You want multiple choice?
I want multiple choice, yeah.
But if I give you multiple choice, the answer's there. You should know this.
I'm sorry.
It's okay.
Take a shot.
All right. Why would it? You overcame it, but my gosh, now you got a cough that just doesn't go away. You didn't have, it's like, my lungs, I start to hear the rattly mucus in my lungs. What's going on? Why did that happen?
You're still asking me the question?
Yeah, I'm still dumping this on you, Super D.
I'm waving white flags and you're still asking me the question. All right, so you got a cold, you beat the cold, or you think you beat the cold.
Yeah.
But you've got gunk and lung oysters floating around in there and stuff like that. Why is that happening?
Yeah, why is question. That happening? Why are the lungs compensating for what? Compensating for what? There's your clue. The lungs are compensating because they're an organ of... Starts with an E.
E, expression.
Expression. Yeah, you could say that.
Okay.
Sort of. Elimination, excretion. How's that?
Okay. Egg salad.
Not egg salad. No, if you're breathing out egg salad sandwiches, you can swallow it into the wrong hole.
I have to apologize. Look, everybody take a shot, okay? Because I was distracted, but it's because... Right as I was getting ready to answer the question, a guy is delivering a brand new bed to my house, and I'm trying to multi.
You know, you just want to take a nap while you're on the job. That's it.
I'm sorry.
Yes, everybody who's playing the silver hydrosol drinking game, Super Don was distracted. So
timing
you get to take
is
a
everything.
Shot.
The guy wasn't supposed.
No, you're not supposed to be here on the when the show's going on.
All right.
I'm just trying to be inclusive. My good buddy Super D. It's okay. I don't do this to embarrass him, really, because I feel like he knows the answer most often than not. And indeed, I think he does, but it was distracted. So the reality is I'm trying to paint a picture like with any infectious disease organism. If you successfully beat it back with drugs, right, you've suppressed it, you haven't healed the body, you haven't strengthened the body, you've chemicalized, you've chemoed your body, bombarded the bad guys, some of the good guys too, and you're like, hey, we're out of the woods, right? The worst of it's over. But what happens is you've altered the ability of your body to excrete the debris. I've mentioned this all the time. We talked about it earlier with the antibiotic story. And so your lungs become a compensatory excretory organ. Rather than just exhaling CO2 as a waste gas, now because your liver and kidneys are overwhelmed, your lungs are going, dude. And they are altered by dumping things in that they're not supposed to have in there. And then suddenly now you've got the spread of the bacteria you think you got rid of into the lungs where it can kill you. And so in the long answer to the short question, for Shane, would silver be the answer here? Yes. Absolutely I would nebulize silver into the lungs in the pneumonic situation because you're going to neutralize the bacteria where they are proliferating and manifesting and creating a dangerous precedent of toxin release. You're going to be coughing it up. That's where the danger is because the liver has been overwhelmed. So I'm going to be ramping up my selenium levels. I'm going to be taking 200, 400, 600, 800, 1,000 micrograms. If bubonic plague is coming around this area, you know I'm ramping up the selenium, as with anything, because that strengthens every cell in your body to be able to excrete when you encounter these things, because we will on planet Earth encounter things. You're not going to be the boy in the plastic bubble. You would not survive forever that way. We are not aseptic containers, the Earth suit. We encounter things. When we are strong, we can withstand them, even if we temporarily succumb to them. But we've got to have elimination pathways wide open, or we succumb not even to the initial infection necessarily, but to the secondary effects of the debris that is not being removed. True in cancer, too. We mentioned that last night with Chris Barr. Cachexia. The wasting, the overwhelming toxic burden when you kill the cancer cells and they give off toxic poisons as they die. They go apoptotic when they aren't before because you've done some things for it. Even if you use chemo to do that. So yes, that along with the nozode, Yersinia pestis, which the FDA is not too fond of. They don't like it when you have alternatives that they don't approve of that bring power to heal back to you. Even the power to be less afraid is something that they are afraid of. So when I developed a formula that addressed all of those potential things, the FDA sent a letter. Oh, they were not happy. That was when I was I appeared on Fox News in Atlanta because a whiny Emory doctor was just crying about the fact that we had homeopathy as options for potential pathogens out there that could be weaponized. And they're like, no, not so fast. And she was the whiny one. I was speaking science. And that's when I knew, ugh, to have a higher level of degree is not that impressive. Secondary question from Shane here. What dosage of CBD oil in milligrams would you recommend for mental illness patients and what version to try to start with? Example, the gold version, and would it be okay to have antipsychotic meds with antipsychotic meds to try and get off of them? Yes. And again, we don't have a definitive answer on this, Shane. I mean, I can get Stuart on here, and he can give some indication based on the feedback we're getting from doctors in the field. 5 milligrams, 15 milligrams, 30 milligrams, we don't know. We're getting some kind of trend that says obviously the more severe situations need higher dosaging. But is that in every case? We don't have that information. I don't have enough information to go on. I do know that even if you go to 30 milligrams, it's not going to kill anybody. It's just not toxic. It'll induce sleep, nappiness, somnolence, as they call it. So if you're on antipsychotic meds, I haven't seen anything that indicates they are contraindicated. But I have seen indication that they help people get off of those meds. Get off of those meds. I've gone long, Super D. We got an FDA story here. Should we just save it for the next segment? Squeeze it in real quick.
We can save it. Tell you what, let's save it for Ty for hour two.
Okay. All right, we'll add that into the mix then because we got to take a step back and go one more trick or treat before we're totally leaving Halloween in the dust. Is that okay? But better be, because Super Don had the idea, so I'm just going to roll with it. Even though Super Don is paying no attention, because he's got a new mattress to take a nap now.
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
In all my years of radio, I've never seen anything like this.
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
CancerTutor.com is at the forefront of research, education, and guidance for people battling cancer. We've partnered with renowned doctors and clinics throughout the world to educate and empower people with the truth about all cancer treatment options, from traditional to natural and integrative protocols. Cancer is not a death sentence, but is instead an invitation to life change. And CancerTutor.com is committed to walking with you, helping you find your path as you begin your unique journey of healing. Your cancer journey is personal, so CancerTutor.com is personalized for you, providing access to the latest curated information on groundbreaking research and treatments, including ebooks, recipes, doctor interviews, and more. Natural medicine is no longer the alternative. It is the first and best option for restoring your health, and Cancer Tutor is leading this movement. Reclaim your right to treat your cancer on your terms at cancertutor.com.
Want revenge on the common housefly? Well, after 10,000 years, someone has finally come up with a better way. The Bug Assault, a miniaturized shotgun, which utilizes ordinary table salt as ammunition. Non-toxic and no batteries required. $39.95 plus shipping and handling. Use discount code GCN and receive 15% off your purchase at bugassault.com. Fire your fly swatter and get your Bug Assault today.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
Attention business owners and independent contractors. This is a money-saving message from Tax Mediation Services. If your business owes $20,000 or more in taxes, we can help you today, right now. Listen, dealing with the IRS is no picnic. It's an intimidating and extremely stressful process, and you don't want to go it alone. Our attorneys know every law, every tax break, and every possible opportunity to help you resolve and reduce your tax debt. And if you owe more than $20,000, you may be at the top of their hit list. So don't take your tax debt lightly, because it will not go away on its own. The IRS can seize your bank accounts, your home, and even shut down your business. Call our tax experts today at 1-800-774-3149 and let us deal with the IRS while you focus on your business. That's 1-800-774-3149. Again, that's 800-774-3149.
Fully cooked, ready to eat bacon. I'm talking thick, meaty, center cut, presidential bacon. Savory and delicious. I buy some, I use some, I store some. Awesome. No refrigeration needed with a 10-year shelf life. NASA pack technology. Bacon. Fully cooked, fully hydrated, ready to eat right from the pack bacon. Or warm and served. Life-saving, ready to eat bacon. 10-year shelf life bacon. Ships free at fullycookedbacon.com. Fullycookedbacon.com.
Attention, type 2 diabetics. If you or a loved one has taken Invokana, Invokamet, or Invokamet XR or other inhibitors for type 2 diabetes and suffered amputation of the toes, feet, or legs, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. The FDA has warned that Invokana, Invokamet, or Invokamet XR and other inhibitors for type 2 diabetes cause an increased role in amputations of the toes, feet, and legs. If you or a loved one has taken Invokana, Invokamet, or Invokamet XR or other inhibitors for type 2 diabetes and suffered amputation of the toes, feet, or legs, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. Act now. Time is limited to file a claim. For a free consultation and free information, call Injury Help Desk at 800-475-7607. That's 800-475-7607. Again, 800-475-7607. Call now.
This is an advertisement paid non-attorney spokesperson. www.injuryhelpdesk.com is responsible for this advertisement. Principal Office, Las Vegas, Nevada.
Hello, Mr. Anderson. The NSA has noticed how much time you spend on conservative news sites. We have no choice but to consider you a domestic terrorist.
Tired of your internet activity being monitored by Big Brother? Get VirtualShield.com, the world's easiest-to-use virtual private network. Browse the web anonymously, leaving pesky advertisers and spies in the dust. Get started today at VirtualShield.com. Take advantage of our free 30-day trial. VirtualShield.com. You have the right to remain private.
The information is so good, it requires no expiration date. The Robert Scott Bell Show.
All right, Super D, did you have any trick-or-treaters last night? Did you have any trick-or-treaters come by and knock you down, throw toilet paper at you?
No trick-or-treat. Where I live is situated kind of in the perfect spot where you don't have to worry about that kind of stuff.
Right?
And I had the lights off and the window closed and all that stuff, so none less.
Okay. Good. Well, we didn't either, interestingly enough. Now, if it's possible when I was on the air that somebody was there, but nobody threw anything at us, we were good. So we actually didn't even have to give away any of the organic candy, which was a compromise. I get it, but listen, I don't want to have to clean up raw egg on the house. You ever had to do that? No fun. No fun. So, yeah, call me a sellout then. All right, go ahead. Go ahead. It'll bounce right off. So, no, we didn't have anything like that happen. My daughter went out and trick-or-treated. She said she went to a spooky house, somebody in a neighborhood, a friend's neighborhood, had a great time being scared, and then proceeded to give away all the candy she got, because that's what we've done since she was little. No problem. But she, of course, had the organic cupcakes with her and ate some more with a chromium. So hopefully you use the strategies that we talk about here to minimize the damage from a Halloween, let's say, indulgence of any kind. What's upcoming? Now, we know that the Doctors Who Rock event is coming up. We'll talk with Ty Bollinger a little bit more because, you know, I'm late to the party in this one, but it looks like it'll be a lot of fun, a really exciting weekend at the ACIM event. And I will be there, those of you who are going to be in the Orlando area, the 3rd and the 4th of November. I hope to see you there. Again, we got the big gala that night, the award ceremony. I'm really excited to meet Elle McPherson. As I said, it's like, you don't give me a reward. That's the reward. We get to meet Elle McPherson. She's awesome. And so beyond that, we've got the presentations that are there. My buddy Jason Baratero, the younger, better-looking brother of Paul Baratero, who's a good-looking guy, don't get me wrong, but Jason's like, yeah. So he's going to be at the booth. I'm going to hang out with him on Saturday, the 4th, there at the ACIM event. So come on down and say hello and get yourself some molecular hydrogen in your water. Now, I'm looking at the upcoming events. There's a lot. It's kind of I am going to be speaking at the SOHO event. Those of you in the Natural Products Association, NPA, the SENPA now, it's called SENPA. And I'm going to be presenting with my friend, PhD Rob McCuspey. And I've had him on the show. He's an honest-to-goodness PhD nanotechnology, silver nanotechnology expert. And he's going to set the stage with all the science that I like to present, but he's going to do it even better. And then I get to go into protocols for people. How do we put all of this information together? And that's like the, I think December the 1st, if I'm not mistaken. Maybe it's November the 30th. So it's coming up faster than I even realize it's coming up. So those of you who are involved there is continuing education available to nutritionists and I think even chiropractors and things for that as well. Total Health in Toronto 2018, May 11th through the 13th. They've invited me back to Canada. And I think that I am going to do a different lecture. I like to do a different lecture. I did like one more on lung health last year. I think, Superdon, it would be a good idea for me to do a focused lecture on neurological degradation diseases with protocols for reversal. What do you think? Wouldn't that be a good one for Canada?
That would be a new one, I think, right? Yeah. Have you done that before?
I haven't done one dedicated to that, and I think it's time. It's time. People are willing and ready to handle the information I'm going to deliver. So, hello, Canada. Unless I get banned from going to Canada, I think that's where I'm going because they're asking me what I want to speak about. So I will submit that. Now, I mentioned that we had one more Halloween story here, maybe a theme here.
Dracula and his son. The scene was rocky over digging the sound. Igor on chain, backed by his baying hound.
The coffin get in the mood here.
Were about to arrive with their vocal group, the Crypt Kicker Five.
Okay, so it's the Monster Mash. Well, apparently it happened in Winter Park in Orlando on Halloween. A baby was born, and the baby's name is Frankenstein.
Frankenstein.
Not kidding. Like, hello, welcome. We got a baby Frankenstein.
That
on Halloween.
Been a heck of a delivery, right?
I don't know. I noticed there was an electrical storm over Winter Park. A lot of good organic restaurants there. Florida parents Kyle and Jessica Frankenstein. They welcomed their baby Oscar Gray Frankenstein into the world Tuesday at the Winter Park Memorial Hospital outside of Orlando. So congratulations to the new baby Frankenstein. Actually kind of cute. Not scary. Cute little baby Frankenstein born yesterday. He was due 4 days early, but he decided to wait because with a name like Frankenstein, you've got a great story to tell the rest of your life. Yes, my name is Frankenstein and I was born on Halloween. And I listen to the Robert Scott Bell Show. Better, Mr. Frankenstein. We got a whole other hour of healing coming up because Ty Bollinger is getting ready to go outside the box with you and me because the power to heal is yours.
Robert Scott Bell Show.
Robert Scott Bell Show.
Google has all but banned the movie series What Would Muhammad Do? It's a brilliant film on the true history and goals of Islam. This is the film Trump's enemies and holdouts from the Obama administration are terrified you will see. Pro-Islamic groups working with Google and other multi-billion dollar corporations have vowed to suppress the distribution of What Would Muhammad Do? When you see it, you'll understand why. Get your copy while you still can. Order the 4-DVD collection today for $39.95 plus shipping and handling. Or go online and download the entire movie series for just $19.95. But wait, for those who order in the next 30 minutes, we'll throw in a 9-part series on the Muslim Brotherhood absolutely free. Go to www.mdfilm.com or call 304-289-3700 now. That's www.mdfilm.com or call 304-289-3700 now.
In an emergency, you need a fire now. But what if the wood is wet? No problem for InstaFire. Our non-toxic fire starter packs lights wet wood, floats, and can even burn on water or in any weather. Sustains winds up to 30 miles per hour, and each pouch weighs only 1.75 ounces. Need an emergency or camp stove? Get the InstaFire Inferno stove that boils 20 ounces of water in under 3 minutes with controllable heat and temps from 425 to 1500 degrees. Free shipping. Go to InstaFire.com and use discount code RADIO30 at the 3 times for 30% off your order. InstaFire. Fire in an instant.
Anytime, any place, anywhere. Radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.